it up. We'll take it. Jack it up. Barnes will take it. Jack it up. Barnes will take it. I've been watching Rick Barnes basketball from a baby. I've been watching the Vols lose now, baby. It is a broken record now, baby. We show up and we get beat now, baby. To jack it up, the Vols will take it. Jack it up, Barnes will take it. Baby. Now, baby. Now, baby. Now, baby. You jack it up. Barnes will take it. You jack it up. Barnes will take it. You jack it up. And Barnes will take it. You jack it up. And Barnes will take it. When you jack. 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 Jack, 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 jack. Come on, Hubsy. To jack it up! Barnes will take it! You jack it up, he's gonna take it. Keep jacking it up, and don't play defense. He takes it. Keep jacking it up. We're gonna take it. Keep jacking it up. We're gonna take it. How long does this have to go on? I mean, we lost to two terrible basketball teams this week. That was all time bad. That might have been the worst week of basketball I've ever seen in my life. That was moronic. Moronic. Jack, 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 Jack. Jack it up! Rick Barnes will take it. Nobody, there's no punishment. There's no punishment. We're up 15 and Bino texts me. You know, Bino's had a terrible week. He says, can we make a prop bet on when we're losing the lead? In a text to me, private text. Can we make a prop bet? I was talking with a couple of friends of mine that were, well, one you know. He's down the Metroplex. He was at the game today. He said we had about 400 to 500 fans in there. Now, is there a better fan base in this country? Is there a better fan base in this country than our fan base? I mean, I told him, I described to him the Tubbses. I said, you need to go take the Tubbses out for dinner tonight. Take them down the West End. I mean, take the Tubbses out somewhere nice. TCU doesn't even try to play basketball, Dave Hart. Mr. Knowledge, you've got a greater knowledge than anybody else. You've destroyed our basketball program, you jackass. People say to me, well, you don't mean that. Yeah, I kind of mean that. We had about 500 people in there today for a 500 basketball team. That was a steaming pile of nonsense. That's what that was. Bring Keith Hatfield in now. And by the way, I remind you, jack it up, I'll take it. We'll be available on wherever fine music is sold a little later on. I want to remind you, this is your smart way. Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, the place where we react. And if you want to get in, 865-200-5402. 865-200-5402. Keith, your thoughts on what we witnessed today?
Oh, I'm just mad as hell that I actually didn't watch Texas A&M and Iowa State.
I totally agree with that. We're down 3-2 right now in the challenge, but we're in it because we have some winnable games coming up.
As if I care about any of the other 13 teams in the league.
You know what's incredible to me is how today's game, both of those games followed the exact same script. And when I say the exact same script, I mean both teams took Kevin Punter out. Tennessee had a large lead in both games. They had both games on ice. This is a 14-point game at halftime against a TCU team that couldn't play dead. They looked, both teams we lost to this week at times in the game, Keith, looked like a bad rec league team, and we came back in the second half and played with the amount of effort. Why bother going on the road and making a trip if that is the way you're gonna play? That is a waste of jet fuel. I mean, that's the only way I can put that. Can you please tell me what happened to the intensity of our basketball team? Because that was awful.
They just don't guard anybody. Haven't all year. And I mean, you can yo-yo people in and out, and nobody guards. So
it's heartbreaking, yeah. Right? It's heartbreaking.
Not really, because guys like Armani Moore and Bachman, who don't give a damn, I don't care about. I enjoy seeing them get beat. They get what they deserve.
Now Armani Moore does play hard.
How is throwing your body around the floor when the ball's already 10 feet out of bounds? It's fake hustle. He's a fraud. He's a complete and utter damn fraud.
He really is in the soup. He's really struggling. There's no doubt about that. He really is struggling.
He's not struggling. That is what he is as a player. He's a lousy player.
I mean, he's one of the great shot blockers we've seen here for his size. He gets credit for that.
Yeah, and what does he do? Instead of trying to keep the ball in play, he decides he wants to try to make Sports Center and knock the ball into the fourth row. He's a highly intelligent basketball player. He and Bachman may be the smartest players in basketball since Larry Bird and John Stockton.
What are we going to do now that teams have kind of figured out the punter formula? Is there anything we can do?
No, because nobody else can play. No. I think what we saw in the second half today will be pretty much what we see the rest of the year. I mean, there are enough lousy teams in the SEC. They'll win a couple more games, but what you saw in the second half today is what this team is.
I don't even want to go inside the numbers of that game. We don't make any threes in the second half. How is that possible? How can you look that good in the first half and in the second half the switch just is hit? How does that happen?
I mean, it's not like they were taking bad shots. I mean, they were wide open shots.
Yeah, they were some nice shots.
If I were guessing, man, it's probably because you got a bunch of guys outside of punter that don't spend any damn time in the gym. I think it's probably a pretty safe guess that most of those guys are the hell out of the Pratt Pavilion as soon as Barnes blows the final whistle at the end of practice.
You sound down on them.
Their results certainly indicate that.
865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us, we are literally show you the phone activity for what a stretch like this does for your phone activity. You can see, those of you who are periscoping today, you can see Keith Hatfield there. And you see nobody else on hold. So we're wide open for you if you want to get in with us at 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. As Tennessee loses today inexplicably to TCU. In fact, I will venture to tell you that those were two inexplicable losses. And I know Tennessee doesn't have any players. I understand that. Or they're not very good. They're certainly better than both those teams they lost to this week. Keith, will you deny that? They're better than both those teams.
I'm not sure they're better than TCU. I mean, TCU beat Texas. Who's Tennessee beating that's remotely that good? Tennessee would go 0-18 in the Big 12. Tennessee would not win a single game in the Big 12.
You don't mean that.
Absolutely mean it. There are three or four teams in the SEC that wouldn't win a game in the Big 12.
Florida's certainly not one of them, and we rolled them.
Oh, Florida, right. Yeah, but that's what I was on the show yesterday. The SEC should have won six or seven of these games. Because the Big 12, you think the Big 12 cares about playing a bunch of mediocre teams in the middle of January? I mean, this whole thing's utterly, other than Kansas, Kentucky, you get your little bragging rights deal there between two power programs. I mean, why would the Big 12 give a damn about any of these games? If I were them, I'd either hook up with a better league or I'd get rid of this thing. Because there's nothing they can gain from these games.
865-200-5402. Let's get as many folks in as we can. I'm not giving you any thing from the coach today, and I'm not giving you anything from, because this game's about you. This game's about what we saw. This game is about what we witnessed.
Brad Woodson got two rebounds on that last sequence. How many guys does that mean he had more rebounds than for Tennessee?
Wow. Tell you what, bright spot. Let's go bright spot. Kyle Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when the game was still in the balance, about 9 minutes left, he pulled down a board and had a chance to get a putback error. Could have given Tennessee a lead. But like everything else, I mean, he threw up a complete brick. But he played, I think, a little over 30 minutes today, which is great for him. And he played well.
No doubt. No, he played. I think that's the one thing you take out of Dan. He'd be out there 30 minutes. He'd play 30 minutes every game the rest of the year, barring foul trouble. I mean, there's no reason for Derek Reese to ever, in fact, I'll break code and say his name, because there's no reason for him to ever be on the floor again. Ever.
8-6-5-2. He plays hard. He tries.
I mean, you could train a German Shepherd to try. Who cares?
Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402.
I mean, you can go get the intramural champs to go out there and try.
Perplexing turn of events for our basketball Vols, who were one of the funner teams in recent memories to watch, and this week has really left a terrible taste in my throat. Well, my throat.
You think that left a terrible taste in your throat? Wait till you see how you feel about 9:15 Tuesday night.
Yep.
Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome,
Bobby.
Hey, man, welcome in.
First of all, I'd like to congratulate my brother-in-law and my sister for having their son this week. It's a big week in our family. Just to be honest with you, Tone. And I know he's listening right now. It's incredible our fan base. The fact that you have almost 100 people on Periscope, probably thousands of people listening to this, on a Saturday afternoon where Tennessee just lost to a team that is arguably the worst team in their conference. Record-wise, Keith, they are the worst team in their conference,
yep.
Right?
Well, they're the worst team in that league,
yep.
No doubt.
Which means
they probably finished sixth in the SEC.
Let's say this, though. It's 70, mm-hmm. It's 70 degrees outside, and we have had brutal weather here lately. And it's about 70, and we have close to 100 people at one time on Periscope, which is a good Periscope number, by the way. And if you're not playing with yourself, and then
you got to bring Lisa Ann into the conversation.
Not to mention tons and tons of other people listening online right now, all around the world, and 300 to 500 people today in attendance for that.
That was Drek. That was as bad as it gets. And I am so disappointed. So we've lost, I never thought I'd say this, we've lost three 12-plus point leads in two games. I didn't even know that was possible. And we were, I mean, you could say whatever, I mean, they were a better team than we are, but the fact that we were up by 14 at half, there's no way you should ever lose that game. And I'm just blown away that we did it twice in a week. If you do it twice in a season, that's one thing. Twice in a week? Guys, it goes back to what we talked about, I believe it was 3 weeks ago almost now, when we were on here, and it was pretty late in the evening, and we were chatting about Tennessee, and we had just lost to Texas A&M, and we all said, okay, so where do we go from here? And they've had maybe one good game since then, and that would be South Carolina. Maybe two good efforts since then. It totally took away what this team had, and people have just, you know, were halfway through the season or more, and everybody's figured out that if you guard Kevin Punter, who still got his tonight, how many do you have? 23?
I'm not looking at the numbers.
He had a lot. I know he had
15 at the half. He had 15 at the half, and he had 5 in the first 10 minutes of the second half, and they took him out of the game, and that's really when it mattered.
Mm-hmm. You're right. But if you do that against Tennessee, and I will say, you know, if we're looking for bright spots, I think Cal Alexander with another 20 pounds on him is going to be a hell of a basketball player at the University of Tennessee.
I agree.
I think he has a lot of skills. And everybody else on that team can get a Git shirt for all I care. I mean, because Punter's gone at the end of the year, give every damn one of them a Git shirt. Maybe keep Shambari Phillips, who I'm a big fan of. I think he's got a lot of potential. But that's just about it. And I'm talking Git shirts for everybody, including the coaches. If you're gonna let us witness Drek like that and not do anything about it. We were 0-for-14 from 3 in the second half, and I know we live and die by the 3, but I mean, Jesus, Pete, at some time you just go, okay, literally don't shoot another 3. If you don't shoot another shot, don't shoot another 3, because you know it's not going in. And it's just so frustrating to watch as a fan. Tony, we pour ourselves into this as a fan base, you know better than anybody, and it pisses us off. I mean, MP's about to drive over and slash some tires at Tennessee, I'm pretty sure. And with that said, guys, I'm just very disappointed as a fan. And I'm not going to go to the Kentucky game, even though I have tickets.
Thank you.
I don't want to watch us get our ass kicked.
Good talking to you. That'll be a topic, no doubt, on our show on Monday from 11 to 1 Eastern Time, right here at on your TonyBasilio.com app and on your web stream as well. You know, that Kentucky game, Keith, there are tons of great downstairs seats still left for that game.
Doesn't surprise me.
I don't think the Kentucky fans are going to turn out for that game like they have in years past. Their team's not. I mean, they're playing better now that they've shortened their rotation, but they're going to get pounded today, I think. I think Kansas is going to give it to them pretty good.
I think it'll be a reasonably close game, but I think Kansas, I think that's a game that if it were played in Lexington, Kentucky would win, and if it's played in, it being played in Lawrence, I think Kansas will win.
Byron 865's calling the shot. He says we beat Kentucky Tuesday night.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. I'm not even looking at the numbers. I'm not.
I don't blame fans for not buying tickets. Hey man, I can quit on those guys just like they quit today. That ain't no big deal.
There was a little quit today. I'm not gonna lie about it.
Oh, there was a whole bunch of it.
And that's
you know, I've come to the conclusion.
And that's piss poor.
I've come to the conclusion that we're not going to get moving in the right direction until there are several guys on that roster that are the hell out of here. Because you got some just complete dogs on that team.
Smart way, ladies and germs. One of our presenting sponsors here on the program, brand names new and in stock, check. Product return at any time, check. Flexible payment terms, check. Won't affect your credit rating, check. Free delivery and setup, check. Free repairs, check. Upgrade to the latest technology, check. Try products before purchasing, check. No debt incurred, check. All the boxes, ladies and gentlemen, are checked with SmartWay. Save money, shop and buy smart, have something to show for your hard work, pay your way, 8416 Kingston Pike, brand names like Whirlpool, Xbox, Frigidaire, Samsung, Dell, HP, Sony, Toshiba, LG, Ashley, furniture, appliances, electronics, computers, tablets, tires, and phones. SmartWay. And where we say here, play smart. Be smart, buy smart, play smart. Jack it up. and we're going to take it. Let's go to the phones. Get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Hey, Soccer Dave.
Hey, Dave. Welcome in, buddy.
Hey, first of all, prayers to Beano Pizon. I know the Reverend went up there from Greenville for the funeral, but
saw the Rev last night.
Prayers for them.
Saw him at the receiving of friends. He's a beautiful guy.
Yeah, he is. But anyway, I'm in the middle of a long run, and I'm talking to you guys on the phone at the same time. So, running and thinking, I'm far ahead of our basketball team. Apparently,
you're showing some hustle today, man. You're showing some hustle.
Yeah. I do it a lot. It was so bad. It was, I think it was 58-55, and we fouled them, and my four-year-old, Darcy, had been asking to watch a show, and I just turned to her and said, "What show did you want to watch?" And she said, "Doc McStuffin," and I turned it on, and I went on a run, because I knew it was over at that point. And apparently it was, because I had no idea what happened until I started listening to the show.
Well, Keith, describe it for him in 30 seconds or less what we witnessed today, because he was out running.
Well, I got a lot more done.
That means he certainly exhibited more effort today than Robert Hubbs, Dietrich Mostella, Admiral Schofield, or any of about 20 other guys. Yeah. Well, no, you don't guard anybody, and you don't do anything offensively. They got about what you'd expect.
What was the final score?
I'm not looking at the box score. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the finals were. They got beat 12 or 14.
I'm not looking at the box. I'm telling you. I'm looking at my windshield. It was a 14-point game at half, and they had it was a 24-26-point turnaround in the second half. That's all I know, brah. And we didn't make a three ball in the second half, but we did keep shooting them. Yes.
Can I say something about Cam Newton on the topic of
people? No, you can't, because we're talking basketball. But I appreciate you, and I love you. Call me Monday. Call me Monday. We'll talk about that. That's the last thing I want to do is get in any football talk, because today we got to focus on this. This is what we're doing. This is your place here. This is your smart way. Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. The place, as soon as it's over, where we talk about it, and yes, we are periscoping for those of you who are technologically inclined. And I just got a text here from a friend of the program, Keith, and this comes from Big Gulp. And Big Gulp says, "I just discovered you're on Periscope. I'm watching over here in Vegas. This is awesome, and I hope you're doing well." Gulpy, Yoshihiho to you, brother. Yoshihiho to you. Gulpy is a big Reese fan too, Keith. He's with you on Reese. We're all big Reese fans here.
That guy, Senior Day can't get here soon.
Oh, don't be a hater!
There's a whole bunch of guys. There's several people in that senior class this year that I will be absolutely teary-eyed and screaming full throat when it's announced this is their last game here.
He will still be starring in 10 years in goal for Trinidad and Tobago. And you're going to say, "Remember when?" Kind of like we do right now with Ovince St. Preux when he takes the court in the UFC. And also, let's not forget the Lady Vol turned boxer by the name of Vonda Ward. I don't know what that's to do with anything, but let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Hello to our next caller.
Hello.
Yes, welcome in. You're on the air. Hello and welcome. Keith, you have the gong, buddy.
Hey, that's about as productive as the way Tennessee played today.
Unbelievable. Thank you for the call. It's pretty good. Sounding good. Sounds like you got one of those, you're piping that through a cassette player from like 1978. Casey Kasem countdown and whatnot.
Eight tracks. One of those carry around eight track players.
This
actually, the way Tennessee played today, I may follow through on a thread I made last night. We got a bunch of these Looney Tunes street preachers downtown, Tony. So I've decided I think I'm going to stand next to them one of these nights and do nothing but scream out in kind of preacher voice and preacher tone and tenor, nothing but old Ric Flair promos.
Let's go to our phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys. Arch.
Hey, Archie, welcome. Welcome.
Hi, man. Yeah. Hey, I think that was Leroy. I mean, I think he was getting his haircut or something. I coached a lot of basketball over the years, especially on middle school basketball against your boy Ben Zorio, Tony, and Ben's good friend. And watching this Tennessee basketball team reminds me of a middle school team that has one decent eighth grader and a bunch of sixth and seventh graders that don't know how to play basketball yet.
So what would you do if you're coaching this team?
Well, I mean, if I had a situation like that, which I've had before, I play the kids who want to play hard. Everybody else can sit and watch because you're going to lose either way. With this roster, you're going to lose either way. I think I call clone most of the time. Brad's an old friend, and I was talking to him back right before the season started, or right as the season was starting, and I had done a bunch of reading and kind of digging in, talking to people I knew about Barnes and what to expect. And you know, he's got to have teams that shoot, I forget the number, 40-ish% from three, and they're going to just bomb no matter what. And, you know, the 7 or 8 years he was successful at Texas, he had majority of his scoring came from three-point line. And to coin your phrase, he's got a bunch of guys that can't play dead in Western right now. I'm with Keith. I can't wait for half of this team to leave.
Who would you play? Let's have a conversation. Okay, so you're going to play the guys?
The punter, obviously. Punter's going to play, obviously.
Punter plays. Who else?
Bachman doesn't see the floor for me.
Bachman does not play for you. Keith, he play for you?
Oh, hell no. I mean, that's the only thing. I think everybody knows I love Donnie, but if Donnie gets a show cause, it should be for recruiting Devin Bachman.
Who else?
Alexander played for me.
Yeah, played well today.
Well, he did, and that's the thing I kept, watching the game, I kept thinking, if they can just get some weight on this kid, because
yep.
The more minutes he gets, he still kind of has, I think I called you guys back on one of the overtimes, like it was after like the Marshall game or something, one of those early games, I was leaving the game and called, and I just was talking about, even back then, the horrible basketball IQ of this team. I mean, it is horrendous. How many times is Mostella either going to shoot a 29-foot three or do a spin move in the lane into three defenders and get stripped by a guy who has no business stripping anybody of the ball to lead to a runout? I've never seen a team give up more runouts than this team. I took my nephew to the A&M game. He's 7 years old. First game, Tennessee game he's ever went to. And we sat right behind the Tennessee bench, and Quay Parker and Jalen Johnson and Grant Williams are all there sitting right in front of us, and he got to meet all that anyway. I thought I saw a bunch of runouts in that game, but at least A&M's a good team.
We lost to skinny Hal Hill tonight.
That guy's a year
away from getting terminated. That guy is walking the plank down there.
LSU got rid of him to get Johnny Jones.
Oh, wow. Skinny Hal Hill. He's brutal.
You didn't hear that great interview he did on my show yesterday, Tony?
Yeah, I did. You know what I was doing at the end of your interview, Keith? Seriously, because I was cleaning my kitchen at the time. No, I was looking for some kind of toxin in my kitchen to inhale through a garbage bag. That guy was brutal.
That might have been the longest 15 minutes of my life.
Skinny Hal Hill. Skinny Hal.
Interview brought to you by Ambien. You know.
Wow. Now who else plays? Okay, so we've got three guys. We've got three guys. We've got three guys who are going to play. Who else?
Well, okay, I think we said Alexander and Hunter play for sure.
Schofield plays for me. I like him.
Yeah.
I'd rein him in. He's shooting the ball way too much from 3-point range, but he'd play for me. He's athletic.
You can tell he's hit the wall. I mean,
he's hit a wall.
You can tell.
You can build a wall with his jump shot.
Well, that's about right.
You know what they ought to have him do on Wednesday, Keith, after the Kentucky game? Is he ought to play the part of one of those blondes this year during recruiting day, and they ought to have our guards carry the bricks down to Butch Jones.
He could be the fax girl.
Yes. Just bring the bricks down. Those guys bring them in a wheelbarrow, those poor guys. That's second half today. We had some good looks, and we threw up some bricks.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not ripping them for taking so many threes in second half. That's, if you're that open, you have to shoot it.
Yeah, I mean, TCU couldn't miss, and we couldn't buy anything. I kind of go back and forth on Shimbari. There's times I really like things about his game, and there's times I want to put him in the fifth row. But on this team, he's probably a kid I just let play more than not, just to kind of learn on the job. I don't love him yet, but if you're telling me I can play him or Mostella or him or Hub, I mean, I'll take my lumps with him. Here's a question I have for, well, both of you, but okay, so the four guys that are seniors that are leaving, okay, they're gone. Between Kasongo, Mostella, and Hub, who's not here next year?
Sango won't be here unless something drastically changes. His people.
No, I'll be playing him now.
His people are furious at his lack of playing time. And I mean.
His people?
Yes. His people in Canada are furious at his lack of playing time.
I'm furious at his utter lack of skill.
I mean, he can't play for this team. What's he going to get minutes for Ben Hallam? I mean, he can't get on the floor with this team. And he was going to go to Mississippi State. Not that they're anything to look at this year. Ben Howell knows what he's doing and he can recruit, but.
He already has.
Kasongo wasn't going to play for that team either.
Not next year.
Well, he wasn't going to play for him this year. I mean.
Yeah, he's not going to play over Gavin Wire.
For Mississippi State this year. So, I don't know.
So he's not here. Phillips will be here. You know what? You guys laugh at this. The second guy you mentioned, I think, is going to be a real nice player here. And I know he's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I think the guy can score, and I think you can get some out of him next year. Because I think he'll develop.
Can't coach IQ.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He can still score, though.
Well, it will matter.
He's still a net negative.
It'd be different if you had a team of upperclassmen that had a high basketball IQ and could hide him. You know, in the offense or on defense, but you're going to have a team of freshmen and sophomores next year with him and Hub. Those are the guys you're going to look to.
We need to.
I mean, the freshmen and sophomores are going to be running this team.
Arch, I got to run. Thank you, brother. 865-200-5402. Interesting call from him. I don't know about next year. I don't. We got this year to worry about. You know, like an old Detroit philosopher once said, "We got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? Let's make it last. Let's get to the NIT. Let's find a way. Turn out the lights. Come take my hand now." Let's go to the phones. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Tony B. ensconced in the Raymere studio. And our next call, hello and welcome.
Hello, Tony Keith. We own.
We are own.
But it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
No, it sucks.
Hey, I got a theory, guys. Let me ask you. I'm curious. I'm wondering if the men's team and the women's team over there spend much time together. Because they play very similar games. What do you think? wonder if they any dating or anything going on. What do you think? They play a very similar game second half. Have you noticed, or does anybody pay attention to the women?
I'll take your word for the women's game.
Neither team can shoot the ball. I know that. And that women's team, I think they're like eighth or ninth from the bottom out of 300 teams, which in Tennessee, with the kind of recruits they get in their sport, they're like three-something in three-point shooting. That, you talk about a living, breathing embarrassment. That is a living, breathing embarrassment. As far as the Vols go, they did shoot the ball like the women in the second half. There's no doubt about that.
Well, anybody pays attention that they play similar games, and that's what I've noticed. And that's about all I had on this beautiful day. But Keith, Keith, could I ask you a quick question, and then maybe touch on later. Are you from the Follett area?
I am.
Okay. Someday I'll talk to you about some old things. Okay. Were you there in the '80s?
I was there. I was certainly there in the '80s. Yep. Graduated Campbell County High School in 1989.
Okay. Well, I don't want to bore you, but I'm on the line here. But I.
He was one of Vic King's first key recruits. Money changed hands in the Hatfield household.
There you go.
All righty, guys. Enjoy the afternoon.
Back to the phones we go. Thank you. As Al's departed the building. If you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402. My name is Tony Basilio. I'm here. Keith Hatfield's there in Parts Unknown, where he's joined by Willie Fargus, also known as the Wolfman, who passed away about 10 days ago. We celebrate the Wolfman here, and also the Mongolian Stomper, Archie Goldie.
The Missing Link.
The Missing Link, and other assorted great wrestlers of years past who have come from parts unknown.
You never really had many faces that were from parts unknown.
No, it was never a face thing to come from parts unknown. Let's go back to our phones.
That never seemed to happen for some reason.
Let's get our next call.
Parts unknown must be a tough place.
I think it is. It's near Bad Street, USA.
Exactly. It's probably in Marietta, because it's probably an Atlanta suburb then.
And the Road Warriors came off what street?
Halstead Street.
What was it?
Halstead.
Back to our phones. Get our next call in.
And so did the one-man gang.
Smartway, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Our volunteers lose today. We haven't looked at the numbers, because I know the pictures told the story for me. We didn't make a three ball in the second half. And those were two of the most painful games I've ever seen in my life. NWO for life. Two of the worst games you'll ever witness. Back to back to back to back to back. Next call. Hello and welcome.
Hello, guys. How you doing today?
I was terrible. Now I'm getting worse.
Well, Lisa Ann is a basketball fan, and she'd be ashamed of that performance.
What did you think of today's game?
I thought it was a fecal blizzard.
Keith, what do you think of him sucking up to you right now, using your terms?
I think that's an apt descriptor of this one. I don't think there's much doubt about that. But right now, if you're the coach of the number one team in the country, Lon Kruger is too nice a guy. If I were him, I would be cussing out ESPN right now. We're ranked number one, and you send Holly Rowe to interview me, but yet Self and Calipari get Shannon Spake. That's a big festering pile of garbage.
Tony, where would we be without the Bronx?
Crime rate be lower.
Kevin Turner is the best thing that borough has produced since Fat Joe and Remy Ma's wing back.
Beat him.
Kevin Turner is to this basketball team what Nayland Palin was to Lisa Ann's career.
There we go.
He was the Pitt's diamond to Diamond Pitt. He's the Arthur Avenue of this basketball team. Bogman and Reese are Mont Haven and Hunts Point.
I find your humor troubling. I find your videos comical And cringe.
Did you see my latest video, Tony?
And cringeworthy, no. You got to send me the link, and that's going to be on the Monday blog.
Keith, what did you think of the 13-minute video?
Oh, solid stuff.
Thank you, man.
Action Jackson, was your birthday yesterday?
Yes, it was, Tony B.
Okay, good, because I hate to cut a man off on his birthday, but the day after, you know. you're back in the world of normalcy, as we like to call it. Hatfield, tell them what your appearance is presented by. And by the way, I'm going to be playing some music out tonight over at your, ladies and gentlemen, over at your, I'll be in Fountain City playing some music over at Casual Pint.
There you go, Tom. Oh no, I'm brought to the audience today by our good friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in beautiful downtown Knoxville, next to the historic Tennessee Theater.
I remind you before we get a few more phone calls in here, I'm giving you an hour today of my time. I'm giving you the best that I got. Anita Baker, circa 1988. Garza Law Firm. Ladies and gentlemen, super lawyers. 2010, 11, 12, 13. When it comes to DUI, member of the National College of DUI Defense, life member, ladies and gentlemen, so many things to talk about here. You will trust your Garza Law Firm online at tncriminallaw.com. Again, online at tncriminallaw.com. Striving to stand out from the competition, providing the highest level of customer service. Committed to listening and responding to your unique needs at the Garza Law Firm. TNCriminalLaw.com. What I witnessed today was criminal. What I witnessed today was criminal. Action Jackson, a moment ago, Keith said, I just broke his heart. He had something else to say.
You'll have other opportunities.
Unfortunately, you'll have other opportunities, AJ. And if you don't get them on this show, you'll probably get them in your next 15-minute video. That is some prolific output from AJ. 12 minutes. I showed Mrs. B that video of you the other day, AJ, and she looked up at that video and did the thing where you touch the screen on YouTube, you know? And she said, how long is this? And she touched the screen and she goes, you think I'm watching that for 12 minutes? I said, honey, I said, that's Action Jackson. She said, you think I'm watching that for 12 minutes? Let's go back to the phones. Hatfield not only watched it, but he did it twice. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
What's up, brother? It's Brian.
Hey, Bri.
You know what? I was thinking this poor team is making Hatfield sound like John Adams. The more we try our best, and I don't blame him, the more we try our best to bring out a good spot. In the game of Tennessee, Hatfield's quick to remind us how stupid we really looked. I'm going to start calling Hatfield Adams.
Yeah.
I resemble that remark.
Let me ask you this, guys. Are we bipolar sheep who go back and forth on if Barnes is a great coach or not, or is he a bipolar coach?
He made talent, man.
I agree.
I mean, so really... Look.
I mean, the question becomes, is it a shock that they blew the lead, or is it a shock that bunch is ever able to get a big lead? Becomes the question.
Well, in any game, you're going to have runs. The problem with our team is that they're just so low basketball IQ that no lead is safe. The thing that troubles me, though, is in the last couple games, they folded down the stretch. I don't like that at all.
Big time.
I don't like
10 minutes worth.
Body language. No hustle. Getting beat the balls.
Quit running back on defense. That's right.
Quit running back on defense. You know, that's the kind of stuff right there. And you're not even, you're literally just out of January. You got another 6 weeks of this left.
Wow.
You think getting a point guard in and some of this new stuff we're going to get is going to make a huge difference, or you think we're in for a lot longer haul than a 1.5 year turn?
I think a lot of it depends on how quickly Kyle Alexander develops and if they find another big man in the offseason. I mean, I think perimeter-wise, this team will be pretty good next year. I mean, they're going to be young, so there'll be some
growing pains.
Barnes always schedules pretty tough. So, I mean, we've got the return game with Gonzaga, so we'll probably take some lumps early just because we're going to be so young. But I, like I said, I like this recruiting class a lot more than a lot of people do. I think you add Lamonte Turner. I think perimeter-wise, the point guard and the wing positions are fine. I think you've just got to get Alexander to where he's ready to go and find another body up front. And if you do that, I mean, I don't know that it's an NCAA tournament team, but it'll certainly be a team that'll play over 500. And I don't anticipate the league being anything fantastic next year. So
close your eyes, Keith. You got Bachman out there jacking up threes,
yeah.
Patrolling things.
Hey, love you guys. I'm out.
Thanks, Brian. Look, college basketball and this league, the league is so soft right now. College basketball is soft. You know, there's only a few elite teams, and everybody else is
sure
there.
I'm not sure there are any this year.
Well, and everybody else is just kind of there. So you can make up a lot of ground with a couple of hits in recruiting. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us. And I always hold on to hope. I say where there's life, there's hope.
At least one good thing happened today. Patino got absolutely destroyed. At least something good came of it.
Yes. How about Texas A&M showing their bona fides with a double-digit win over Iowa State? That's impressive.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how you respond. That's how a good team responds to their first conference loss of the year. I think that's a really good win for them.
And LSU,
they're probably going to be a top. They'll end up being a number two seed probably in the NCAA tournament.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Brian in Nashville.
Hey, welcome in, man.
Thanks. Can you turn a periscope up and throw like a shot down it or a beer or something? I don't know.
Well, that's a really good idea. If you could figure out a way, I would do that right now. Or maybe like some whiskey for my throat.
Will Ferrell and Old School, that's what you need.
There you go, brother.
Let me ask you a few things. First of all, I guess North Carolina's playing. They shouldn't be in the NCAA tournament, just like Hillary shouldn't be in the Democratic race for obvious reasons. But anyway, why is basketball IQ to an extent not teachable or coachable? I mean, I think about one time's a fluke, two time, just three, four time of blowing this big lead. It reminds me of a football team and football coach. But I mean, you got to think you're showing film. In the timeouts, he needs to be a little bit more, hey, going nuts, this is it. Let's take our time on the offensive end, you know, and kill this game. I just don't, the theme that keeps coming is quite shocking. Your thoughts?
I just can't believe, Brian, we lost to a team that's that horrible and that inept offensively with a 14-point halftime lead. You got to understand something. Down in Texas today, it is like it's a 70-degree day. It is they had no students in there. They had nobody there. We had 300 to 500 people there. They were blown out at halftime, and we not only let them back in the game, we got blown out. It's one thing to be up 14 at the half and lose. We got. When it came 5 minutes to go in the game, when it was winning time, there was no game left. That game was over with 5 minutes. What the hell is that? That's inexcusable. And it was moronic again. And we're not hustling. And we're not playing hard.
I'm with you. I feel you. And we're not good. But I feel like the coaching and teaching moments, maybe it's low-key and under the theme, but you think we're going to learn from that, or, but it's got to come from him. So I think some of that, you can't coach talent, but some of that learning from your past is like, come on. But the crazy thing is, playing Vandy and Kentucky twice, I bet we play better and closer against both of them at least one time, but I bet we don't get the big lead. You know how this stuff goes.
Well, I know this. We don't match up well with Vanderbilt, so I've seen that. My bigger hope is on Kentucky, because that Vanderbilt game, and boy, Vanderbilt, depending on the day, Keith, when you watch them, they can either look like a complete world beater or a complete zero.
Oh, yeah. No, they've been wildly inconsistent, and I'm not going to be surprised if they get their coach fired.
Wow.
Wow. Is right. I was talking to my dad, who's been around it forever, and we all grew up with it. I mean, Vandy on their best day, I don't think Texas A&M on their best day holds a candle to them. I bet Vandy beats them by 15 on their best day. That's how much better I think they are than even A&M.
Well, I don't know about that. I love that A&M team. I think that A&M team is poised for a deep run in March. Deep run in March.
They need to make the Final Four.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
You got it.
But, yeah, Tuesday could be this Kentucky. These next few games will be interesting with Auburn and everything again. So, but, yeah, we got to get some size. It is unbelievable the way this team goes down. It's unbelievable.
They just fold like a card, like a cheap tent. Bang. I mean, one minute you see us, and the next minute, man, we're on the ground, and it's game.
I wouldn't play Hubs again. You got to throw some guys on the bench who just give an effort and play defense. So,
Keith, you see a lot of effort out of Hubs. What do you think of his decision on Hubs? Are you getting there?
I'd be done with him. I think they've expended enough energy and everything. Three staffs have tried to get something out of him, and he is what he is. I mean, I'd tell him that he's probably best to go to a D2 or an NAIA school where he can just half-ass around out there and score some points and have fun and have ridiculous hair.
I like his hair. And his hair really is a reason why I would hedge on doing anything, because his hair is freaking outstanding right about now.
Hashtag Frost the Tip.
What's he going for? Is he going for like the Hamburglar or Grimace? What is the
make me Grimace?
Well, I think it's the orange. You know, it's the orange. It's Tennessee orange. He wants to show a school spirit. He leads it so much on the field.
But anyway, I've seen some 60-plus women walking around Walmart that kind of have that look, but I haven't seen many basketball players with that. What is that? Looks like he lost a bet.
It's pretty bad.
Thank you, brother. Good talking to you.
All right, see you. Y'all take care. Bye.
I tell you what, I love Kevin Punter's beard. That kind of Artist Gilmore thing he's got going on the front right now.
Yeah.
God, that thing is next level, dude. Great basketball beards, Hatfield, since you're a bearded feller. Give me some great basketball beards before we go back to the phones.
Bill Walton, as much as I detest him, had a really good one back in the day. Slim Nader had a sweet mustache. Baron Davis had a great one a couple of years ago.
He sure did.
Yeah, Baron Davis had one. A lot of really good goatees in the history of basketball. I mean, Jordan threw one out for a little while.
He did?
There have been some sound goatees.
Big Gulp had a very cool-looking beard, kind of goatee look going. James Harden.
Yeah.
Maurice Lucas, as somebody mentioned here, in the Parisphere.
Maurice Lucas, one of my all-time, probably five favorite players in the NBA. He may be the very definition of the term badass.
Back to our
Maurice Lucas was not to be messed with. The 76ers found that when he knocked George McGinnis sideways.
And George McGinnis fought back like our basketball balls today.
That was probably a smooth, smart move by George McGinnis, because Maurice Lucas probably would have ended up with George McGinnis in his stool.
Back to the phones we go, and Baron Davis, a couple years ago when he was rocking that great beard, looked like a middle-aged Marvin Gaye before he got shot, which brings me to Paisan, one of his great lines.
That's a great line.
Paisan, when the great Jordan Howe was on the air with me, called in and said, Jordan, I got to tell you, I'm a fan of great soul music, and I know you are too, from your senior night. And Jordan said, yeah, ha ha ha, that's right, I am. He said, you know Marvin Gaye? He set him up. You know Marvin Gaye? Yeah, I know Marvin Gaye. Jordan's all excited now. He's going to equate me to Marvin Gaye. He said, you know what, Jordan? He said, if Marvin Gaye's father would have shot like you, he'd still be alive.
For the best of all time.
Jordan Howe looked at me. First of all, I was hee-haw laughing at it.
Well, you can't.
He looked at me.
That was a reasonable reaction.
We went to the break, and he took the headphones off, and he said, that's why I love your show. He said, that's insane. He said, that's one of the greatest lines I've ever heard. He said, I played basketball all my life. I've never heard somebody equate shooting to the Marvin Gaye murder. Paizan was right, Jordan, if you're listening. Let's go back to our phones, get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, welcome in.
That's Justin from Savannah.
Hey, welcome in, man. Good to hear from you.
There's two thoughts, and then I'll hang up and let y'all talk about it. But first of all, that arena tonight looked like a 1988 AWA taping in Las Vegas. That was pathetic. Nobody there.
Nobody.
And second of all, nobody. It was empty. It was terrible.
CBA, back in the day. CBA.
Yes, sir.
Rapid City Thrillers.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And my second thought is, the worst mistake we ever made was not hiring Bruce Pearl back, and I'll leave it at that. So, y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's flat killing it at Auburn.
He's lost his mojo. Keith, if we brought him back home, all would be right in the world. The planets would be aligned.
I'd probably be making a change of address to Morgantown or Norman.
I would bring him back under one condition. No son on the staff.
I host his show.
No.
He only answers what he erased off the tape, the Deion Thomas tape.
No son on the staff.
He actually recognizes his own house.
Let's go.
Jason Shea's wife.
He didn't remember the wife. That's a pretty good forethought there. Let's go. Somebody said, uh-oh, the Perlophiles are out. That's a pretty good line. Let's get to the next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony, Capital, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Guys, this reminds me of a cold winter day in 1963 when Arnold Crutch and I put two M80s down the toilet at Tyson Junior High School. A brown, misty rain ensued. This is what it feels like.
Two M80s down the bowl.
Beautiful.
Two of them. Thanks, bro. We're not going to do that. Let's get our next call in, and I had to dunk that. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, everybody.
Roger, your timing is always impeccable. It's the second straight time, Raj. This is the second straight time you followed a caller. Now, the other night, I didn't blast TR and Mrs. B. When I walked upstairs, blasted me.
Oh, wow.
Blasted me.
Wow.
She blasted me, Raj.
Really? Wow. Hey, Keith.
Doing fine, Roger. How are you today?
So-so. I'm good. So-so. So, Tony, what's important is I know service life now. How was the service life, Tony? How was service life?
Very beautiful.
Really?
Paizan loved you, Raj.
Really?
He loved you, man. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
That's what I heard.
He loved you.
I talked to Robbie before on the phone last night. He told Robbie that I was his buddy.
Raj, I don't want to take precious show time with this, but I do have a piece of business to do with you.
All right. What's that?
Oh, no.
Do you have a thought on Doc Dearstone asking for violence against a Kentucky women's basketball player. Does that bother you at all?
I didn't even see it.
Do it again. Say it again, Keith.
I thought it was Jacoby that said it.